In central Kenya, Hillary Young studies what happens when the big animals disappear. In her fieldwork, the University of California Santa Barbara researcher documents changes in large parcels of land, fenced to keep out giraffes and zebras and elephants.
We can measure things like the abundance of vegetation, the abundance of rodents, and the prevalence of disease in the wildlife species that are left behind. And what we find is that basically every function and service we examine is impacted by the decline of just large wildlife.
Young and her colleagues have coined a new term for that loss, defaunation, which they discuss in the journal Science.
We have lost more than 25% of all the vertebrate animals in the world. This is the number of individual animals in the world, and probably more than 45% of all the invertebrates in the world. On an average year, we're probably losing 11,000 to 58,000 animal species. So that's just shocking to think about.
All the more surprising, Young says, because similar patterns are playing out across species worldwide.
We tend to think of extinction and species decline as, in the terms of giant pandas or polar bears. But what we find is that these small invertebrates, the beetles, the worms, the moths, and ladybugs, those animals were declining at rates that were equivalent, if not greater, than the large species.
These are signs, she says, that the sixth mass extinction is underway. The study affirms that humans are speeding it up by destroying wild lands and overexploiting animals and resources. This, in turn, has triggered invasions of exotic species and climate change on a grand scale. Young says conservation is not an esoteric luxury to keep wildlife around. She says we depend on animals for our very survival.
Basic ecosystem functions like soil protection or water purification or carbon cycling to keep the soils rich and the atmosphere clean, all of those are services provided by animals, often these invertebrates that we don't think about so much, but also the larger vertebrates. And what we find is that when we lose these animals, we see massive changes in these ecosystem functions in the systems that are impacted.
As species die off, Young warns that defaunation can permanently upset the trajectory of life on Earth. She says that loss, if left unchecked, would become a driver of global change rather than a consequence of it.
For example, it's going to exacerbate climate change, water stress. It's going to increase human poverty and social conflict. These are themselves going to lead to more wildlife declines, and it's going to create a downward spiral, and we're going to lose the opportunity to halt this spiral.
Young says slowing this planetary nightmare will require political will. She says immediately addressing habitat loss and over-exploitation of animals and resources would help in the short term, but in the long run, global action to curb climate change is imperative. Roseanne Scherbel, VOA News, Washington.